Okay, we are learning the second parak of Megillah. The shiur will be on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and I'll have parts pertaining to different dapim all over the Masechta. We start the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak. Hakoyes haMegillah leMashreya leYotza. If one reads the Megillah leMashreya backwards, leYotza, he's not Yotza. That we're not going to discuss. The next words are Kor'o al peh. If one read the Megillah by heart, without looking into the Sefer, without looking into the Megillah, and says the din, lo yotza, says the Mishnah. One is not yotza. Abu Kairim oisle le lo yazois belaz, that's talking about, there's another din here, about reading it Targum, if it was written Targum, and one read it Targum, is not Yotze. However, if he's reading it for Loyazois, he could read it, if it's written Bloshen Targum, then he was talking with their Yevonis, that is the Hemshech of the Sugya, which we're not discussing. And then it says, V'haloyez Sheshoma Ashuris Yotze. And if a Loyez, meaning someone that doesn't understand Loshen Kodesh, meaning Ashuris is Loshen Kodesh, he heard Loshen Kodesh, and he did not understand what he was hearing, Yotza, he's Yotza. So this is what we're going to discuss, this part of the Mishnah. And we open the words of the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara discusses the part of the Mishnah that tells us, Korah al peh lo Yotza. If one read the Megillah al peh, he's not Yotza. And the question, of course, is, why? We used to say anywhere that you have to read the Megillah from a Sefer, looking into the Sefer. Menolon, from where do we know that? Omar Rava. So Rava says we have a Gzeira Shava. Asya Zechira Zechira. We learn out Zechira Zechira. It says the word Zechira in the Megillah. It says the word Zechira in another place, where there it's going to discuss a Sefer. And we're going to learn from one to the other with the Gzeira Shava. Ksiv Hacha, it says in the Megillah, Vayomim Ha'ele Nizkarim. These days are Nizkarim, are remembered. And we learn that Nizkarim means, is Kriyas HaMegillah. That's Vayomim Ha'ele Nizkarim. Uksiv Hasam, and there's a pasuk in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, after the story of Milchemes Amalek, Ksiv Zois Zikarim Basefer. Write this as a remembrance in the Sefer. And there it says the word Zikarim, it says the word Sefer. Here it says Nizkarim, Male Halon Basefer, Afkan Basefer. The same as over there. You need to have a Sefer. It says the word Sefer, Afkan Basefer. Also over here, we need to have a Sefer. And therefore, Korah al-Peh is lo yotza. He's not going to be yotze. Now, this is the simple taich of the Gemara, that there it says the word Zikaron, and it's discussing a Sefer. It's written in a Sefer. And here it says the word that has to do with Zikaron, Vayom Mel Nizkarim, and it doesn't say the word Sefer. But we take the Sefer from Ksav Zay Zikaron Basefer, and we use it also as if it's written over here, Nizkarim mitoich ha-sefer, and mala alon ba-sefer, afkan ba-sefer. That is a simple touch. Now, if we learn just this simple explanation, if I would ask you, what is the din? Do you have to read Parsha Zohar from a sefer? What would you say about that? Does it say anywhere in our sugya that Parshas Zohar has to be read from a Sefer? So the way we just explained it, it does not say that. It just says that since it says the word Zikaron, and over there it says Sefer. Here we're using the word Zikaron, and it doesn't say Sefer. We have a Zechira, so we learn out the Sefer from there as if it's written the Sefer over here, and over here you have to read it Mitoch HaSefer. But it doesn't say anywhere that parsha, that inyan of Zechiras Mechias HaMolek, which is discussed in the pasuk of Ksav Zay Zikaron Basefer, that it has to be a kriya mitoicha sefer. It doesn't say that mefurish. One could zuchus learn the Gemara with this simple explanation and come out that there's no makar in the Gemara for this din. For if you would want to say that there is such a din that the zechiras mechias amalek, the parsha zochar has to be read mitoicha sefer. And this is what we're going to see. The Pnei Yeshua really explains it like that. He says there's no reason to say anything. Whatever you say in the Gemara, it doesn't say one word about Parsha Zohar having to be read mitoicha sefer. However, the Taich that the Bach says, and is also Sefer HaEshkol as a Rishon, the Bach says it is a Dover Poshet Mamish. It's brought down. The Bach is in Simen Tofresh Pehei Sifkot Nalef. And he says these words, Bishlama Parsha Zohar Vadai Mashma Beperek Beis de Megillah Dahavi Doyreise. It is Vadai Mashma. It is such a Mashmaos, it's a Vados. In the second Perek of Megillah, Dahavi Doyreise, you have to read it, Mitoicha Sefer, it's a Kriya Satayra Doyreise, like any other Kriya Satayra. And how do we see it? Mid Amar Hasam, the Hod Yixiv, Ksoiv Zoy Sikorim Ba Sefer. Hai zechira kriya hi. Now when it says over there, ksoiv zoi zikorim ba-sefer, oh, this we didn't mention yet, because he brings the hemshech of the Gemara. But let's read the hemshech of the Gemara and see if that's where it says it. So the Gemara just so far told us that we learn zechira, sefer over here, sefer over there. Umamai da hai zechira kriya hi. How do we know that this Zechira is Kriya, is reading? Dilma Iyun Ba'alma. So now there are two ways of explaining that. It could be it's a question on the entire Mikra Megillah. Who says that you have to read the Megillah? Maybe Nizkarim just means Iyun Ba'alma, just to look in and think about it. Remember, doesn't have to be Dafka Kriya. That's one way of learning it. However, there's a Mefusha Ra'avan who learns it the other way. He says that the question is like it's going to continue on, and it says, it speaks about the Parsha Zohar, the Psukim, the Pasuk of Parsha Zohar, of Zohar Lo Yishkach, and the question is going to be, how do we know when it says, let's say, Zikorin Basefer, right? Or by Parsha Zohar, that it says over there, Zohar is Hashas Elcha Amalek, how do we know that that Zechira is a Kriya? That the Zikorin Basefer, which maybe goes on to the, refers to the Zohar, Sashasa Lecha Amalek, how do we know it's Kriya? Duma Iyun Ba'alma. Maybe that's Iyun Ba'alma. On that, there's a very simple answer, the Gemara says, Loisoka Daitech. You can't say so. The Tanya, because we have a Braise. Zohar Yochol Ba'alev. If we'll just say the word Zohar, Sashasa Lecha Amalek, to remember Yochol Ba'alev. One could say it's enough just to have it in your heart, to think about it. When it says at the end of the parsha of Zechias Mechias Amalek, in the end of Parshas Kiseitze, it says, Loisishkach, Hare Shikchas Halev Amur, Hare, the already discussed Shikchas Halev. So we don't need that it should say Zohar and also Loisishkach, and both are just going to mean Shikchas Halev, remembrance in the heart, Hare, it's going to be redundant. Hamani Mekayim Zohar Bepe. So what am I Mekayim? How do I understand the word Zohar? And how am I Mekayim the din of Zohar? It can only be Bepe. So we have the parsha there, Zohar Sashos Lecha Amalek, which we know has to be Bepe. And it cannot be Iyun Ba'alma. And therefore, Ksoiv Zikorin Ba'Sefer, when it could refer to the inyan of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, it could also, there would also be a Zikorin Bapeh. That's how one could explain it. And if you say that, then you take that to our Nizkarim, and now we know that our Nizkarim also is the same as over there. It's a Zikorin Bapeh Mitoicha Sefer. So also over there, by Mikra Megillah, it's a Zikorin Mitoich Bapeh Mitoich HaSefer. Now, if we say like that, we've explained the Gemara in a way that we do have a mekor for Zohar having to be lained mitoich ha sefer. Why? Because we're saying that ksoiv zoi zikaron ba sefer, refers to which Zikaron, refers to the Zikaron which we're going to have later on in Parshas Kiseitse, Zochres HaShos L'cha Amalek, and we learn that that Zikaron has to be Bas Sefer, in a Sefer. So that means that this Zikaron over there, which is Zochor B'Peh, and it's being referred to in Ksav Zoy Zikaron Basefer, so you put together the Zochor B'Peh Basefer, meaning you have to be Zochor B'Peh Mitoich HaSefer. And that's how Mashman de Ramban at the end of Parshas Kiseitze, who does say that reading Parshas Zochor Min HaTorah Mitoch Sefer Torah is a Doraisa. That's the famous Parsha Zohar, the Kriyas Parsha Zohar. That's what's Mashman the Ramban at the end of Parshas Kiseitze. But in the Taich, in the Gemara, if we said what we just said now, it comes out we have a Makor, we have a source for the words of the Ramban, that it's actually, you learn it out because you put together Ksav Zoy Zikaron Basefer. The Zikaron refers to Zohar, which is learnt out because it doesn't just say Leisishkach, it says also Zohar. So we say that it's Bepeh, and it says Zikaron Basefer, Mala Alon Basefer, Afkan Basefer. So this is really what the Bach says in very, very short here. Bishlam Apasha Zohar, Vade Mashma Bepeh, Beis the Megillah David Doi Reise. Reading Pasha Zohar Mitoch HaSefer is a Kriyas. That zechira means kriya, means reading. Hare loch the zechira bepe liz kriya besefer taira ka'amar. This is what the Bach says. So he understood this Gemara in that way. So when you read the beginning of the Gemara, you don't just read. It happens to be speaking about a sefer there, and therefore over here also it has to be mitoch haSefer because we have a zechira zechira. But the way many teach this Gemara is male halon baSefer, afkan baSefer. The same as over there, we learn that Chetz Zikaron is going on Zochor v'Amolek, and it has to be nizkar baPeh mitoch haSefer because you put it all together like the Gemara continues on. Afkan baSefer, and the Hemshech of the Gemara, Umimai Dehai Zechira Kriyahi, is a question on Gufoi Shel Inyan, who says that Bechlal, those, that word of Zohar or Zikaron there is talking about a Kriya in, with your mouth. Who says it's talking Bepeh, that therefore you could say it's a Bepeh Mitoch HaSefer. Then the Gemara proves yes, because Zohar is Bepeh, then you mitzarif that to Ksav Zoy Zikaron baSefer. So you have Bepeh, Mitoch HaSefer, Male Halon baSefer, Afkan baSefer. This is the way the Bach learned it. And so also we find in different Shuvah Svarim that's brought down, there's a Nitziv that writes it as the Raposhet. The Nitziv is dealing with a very, very interesting Shaila there, a very famous Shaila, that Legabe, can you be Yotze Shemeya Ke'oine by Birchas Kohanim, meaning one Kohen will hear the actual bracha being said by another Kohen, and he'll be Shomea Kohanim. There was a very famous Vikuach about it. There was a Beis Halevi on it. There's a Chazanish on it. And the Nitziv was the counterpart of the Beis Halevi, the other Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin, happened to also discuss it. It's very interesting. In the middle of the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Memzayin, and Tshuvas Meshiv Dabar, he says the following. He makes a diuk in the Gemara that the Gemara discusses that not being soimach on the bracha of the other kayin is a mitzvah min amuvchar, and it's only something which is a midas chasidus. Umikan raya berura she efshar lahoitzi birchas kahanim atzmo haynu yevarechecha, that you can't be moitzi the other kayin with, because, and that's also medina, and he also wonders about it. Why? Mecha Tesi. So then he brings the Tam that maybe he heard it from his other Rosh Hashiva, the Beis Halevi, who says, Vatam Vazesh Shamati Mishum de Bo'inim Koil Rom. There's a special din. It's not enough just to have the Amira. You need to say the Birchas Kahanim the Koil Rom. And he says that Shamir Ka'ayne only helps Legabi the actual Amira, but not extra dinim that are mitlaveh, that are accompanying the Amira. That's a whole big tumult about it. But he says that cannot be, because he says Bekriyas HaTorah Mitzim Es HaMevorech Ves HaTzibur Afal Gavda Be'inen Dafke Sheyikro Mitoich HaKsav. You need to be read Mitoich HaKsav, which is a din which is accompanying the Amira, is Amira Mitoich HaKsav, and yet you are Mitzi the Shemeah, as if he also read Mitoich HaKsav. So you see that Shemeah Koine does help for such things. And then he throws in, as a very sweet, he mentions our Gemara, like, just in passing, V'chein b'parshas Zohar, the minatoyra likris b'sefer, k'de isa b'megillah, perek beis, mehodich siv k'soiv zoisi koron b'sefer. So short and sweet, but that's what he means this whole Bach. When we call Mokon, echad moitzi sarabim, and even so, you see, one is moitzi the rabbin. So he comes out a very interesting chiddush, that Birchas Kahanim is like a tefillah. Ubetfila misha boki eina yoitze b'shel chaveiroi. Someone who's boki is not yoitze b'shel chaveiroi. It's very interesting, and he connects it to the Indian of tefila. That's a very big originality of the Netziv, like a lot of his chidushim are. It's unbelievable. But this, in the middle of this meshiv dover, we have this little diamond where he throws it in and says, "Ir pasha zochas min haTorah b'sefer," like it says in Megillah Perek Beis, and he means our Gemara. So this is Mamashi referring to the way the Bach understood the Gemara. So also the Emek Brocha says it is a Dover Pashit, and others too. We want to hear the Lashon HaEshkol. The Lashon HaEshkol is a Rishon. He brings Mefurish, that there's a Hechacha from our Sugya, that Zechiras Maisa Amalek is Mitoch Sefer Torah, and he says the following, Veshames Minoh, Veshamis Mahai Shmaitse, you could learn from this sugya, the Schiras Amalek Nami Sefer Boi, the High Loiboi Basefer, Mikra Megillah Nami Loiboi Sefer, the Ha'asyam is Zechira Zechira da Amalek. It's a very, written very Rishendik, as they say. He says it very short. He says, since we're learning out Zechira Zechira from Amalek, so it means the same as by Zechiras HaMolek, you need a Sefer. So also Mikra Megillah also needs a Sefer. Because if you would say that Zechiras HaMolek itself does not need a Sefer, then how could you say that Mikra Megillah should need a Sefer? That's the way he says it. Does he exactly mean the whole Cheshbon of the Bach? Or he understood it as a Dover Poshet, in the Pashtus of the Gemara, that Ksoiv Zois Zikoron Basefer, Poshet means that it's talking about the type of Zikoron which is referring to Zohar, and Zohar is Bepeh. It seems to be that he does mean the Bach very, very, very Bekitzer. But this is a Rishon that Mamish brings our Gemara and says, here you have a Mekor Mefurish Shamas Mino. My Shmaitze, the Zechiras HaMolek Nami Sefer Boi. The Zechiras HaMolek needs a Sefer. So this is very interesting. This is the Eshkol. But however, the Minchas Chinuch, everyone learns, Mitzvah Tofresh Gimel, he says, Mamish Kedover Poshet, there's no reason to say that there should be a Chiyuv Do'iraise to lay Mitoch HaSefer, there's no Makor for it. And the others that say that it's a Sikol Diuk in the Rambam, they actually bring that the Rambam, when he mentions the mitzvah sasei zechiras maisa amalek, doesn't mention at all that it has to be mitoich hasefer ubikriya betzibur. So therefore, it could be that's the Torah's chesed, the one the Rav of Lublin later on lived in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, one of the very big great goyim in Shut Torah's chesed simin lamedzayin. He brings this diuk mitoich Rambam. Others are also medayik in the Rambam like this. The fact that the Rambam does not mention, when he mentions the mitzvah of Zechiras, Maisa Amalek, does not say that it has to be mitoich hasefer b'kriya b'tzibur, vice tois, it seems to be that that's not part of the etzem ha-mitzvah. However, the Ramban does mention it in the end of Parshas Kiseitze. One could look over there. So it's a whole geshäft. Is it really... is there a raya from our sugya or not? So according to the Bach, the Eshkol, and the way we read it, the Meshiv Dover and others, it's mamish a pashut raya. Our sugya is clearly mevur that you need to do. You have to say the parsha Zechiras HaMolek mitoich hasefer. But what's good to know is that there's a Pnei Yoshua. And the Pnei Yoshua on this Gemara, when he says the words, Ma'ala Halam Basefer Afkan Basefer, says the Pnei Yeshua, the first words, Ein Ledakdek Mikan, the Parsha Zohar, and if you want to say it, is the Raisa, Tzorich Likroisa Dafke Mitoicha Sefer. He says, don't be Medayek from here. Because he says the word Basefer that's written Psoiv Zoysikor and Basefer is not even going on the Parsha Zohar. In the end of Kiseitse, it's going either on what's written by Nevi'im or by Megillah. It's only a Gzeira Shava that we have, that the same as that Zikaron is talking about a Sefer, and it could even be it's written by Sefer Melchames Hashem, and it doesn't have to be, it means that Sefer of the Parsha Zohar being written later on. It could be even Stam Basefer, and once we see there it's Basefer, so here also by Megillah it's Basefer. And when the Gemara asks later on that umimai, that it means zikaron with a dibur, maybe it means belave, that, he says, will not be going on the zachor sashasalacha amalek, as because it's going really on the whole, on the pasuk of the Megillah itself, nizkarim. How do we know it's nizkarim means bepeh? And that we learn from the fact that there you have zohar and zohar bepeh lo yisishkach beparsha zohar. So who adin by the Megillah? Also, you have to lane in. You have to have bepeh. You have to have bepeh, and also there lane mitoich hasefer. But he says there's no makar to say that there should be a laning of Parsha Zohar Doiraisa, like a Kriyas HaTorah Mitoich HaSefer. This is what the Pnei Yeshua writes on this actual Amud. And the Pnei Yeshua himself refers back to what he wrote in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, a very, very beautiful diuk that he has in a Machloikis in Tosfos about this point. And he says the following. The Gemara we learned in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis speaks about the special limud that kol haTorah b'chol loshen nemra. It's a whole sugya. Was the Torah said b'chol loshen? So Tosfos brings Pirush HaKuntres shenitno likrois b'chol loshen sheroitze likrois b'sefer Torah. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean likrois b'sefer Torah? And he's using here a whole sugya with psukim. What is that? Kosha, Shari Kriyas HaTorah Einu Min HaTorah Elo Midrabonon Levad Miparsha Zohar David HaRaisa. So in his Kasha, he does throw in for a second Levad Miparsha Zohar David HaRaisa. But then when he goes to his Teretz, he omits that. V'nira D'Hochi Perusha Kol Kriyas HaBetorah Kigoy Mitzvah Schalitza U'Parshas Egla Arufa V'Idui Meiser U'Bikurim. Those is a shayla of b'chol loshen nemra. Can you say them b'chol loshen? However, it's not referring to kriyas haTorah. So, shrek the Pnei Yeshua, what happened? Why did Tosfos not say that it's going on Parsha Zohar? Himself in the Kasha mentioned levad mi Parsha Zohar the havi doyraise. So he says, you know what could be that Tosfos and the Teretz took on that this is going to be a raya that you do need to have Basefer. It's a beautiful piece, this Tosfos. What's Pshat? Pshat is like this. The reason why Tosfos didn't say it means Parsha Zohar at the end is because here it says B'chol Loshen Nemro. If you have to have Parsha Zohar read Mitoich HaSefer, everyone knows that the actual writing, the Sefer that's in front of you, has to be B'loshen HaKodesh. You're not going to have B'chol Loshen. So you can't discuss saying Parsha Zohar B'chol Loshen if you need to say it Mitoich HaSefer, and the Sefer can only be B'loshen HaKodesh. So that's why Tosfos omitted it. So this Tosfos would be a raya against the Pnei Yeshua, that what he says, and that he doesn't know what the Makar is, because the way he understood the Gemara comes out, there's no Makar. But according to this Tosfos, it will come out that Enochanami, it will be a Chiyuv Doraisa to lein Parsha Zohar Mitoich HaSefer. However, Tosfos himself, in Broches, in HaKoyre, Perek HaKoyre in Broches, there says the Tosfos, it actually answers one of the Terutzim is Parsha Zohar, and he also mentions Parsha's Pur. So that would l'chayra be the other tzad. That if a chal lashon nemra means that there's no din ba'sefer, and if there's no din ba'sefer, therefore we could say that there could be a discussion if that's kol ha'toyah b'chal lashon nemra on Parsha Zachar or not. So this is stamped good, very good to know this yediyah. It's a very interesting yediyah. Is there a raya from our sugya that there's a Parsha Zachar min ha'toyah is to be lained b'peh mitoyach ha'sefer, that's all the raya, or not? So you have the Tosfos, like two different Tosfos, you have the Pnei Yeshua's opinion, you have the Eshkol, Bach, and so on and so forth. So Malachis Rishayim, you have the Mechas Chinuch, who Pasha does not understand where is the Makor to say it, Me'echet Tosfos to say that there should be such a thing as a Kriyas Pasha Zochem, Mitoich Sefer Torah, Echiyuv Do'i Reise. There's also a Sfas Emes who discusses the Sugya, and also says that since the Pashtus of the Gemara is Umimai, the high Zechira Bepez, Kriya, Dilma Iyun Be'alma, is not at all mistaber that it's going on Megillah, it's going Pashtus on Zohar Zashasalacha Malek. So therefore, it's Kemat Muchach, the way we understood, the way the Bach understood, that Mimai, the high Zechira Kriya, he, and the answer is Zohar, and that Gufa was being asked on what we said, Psoiv Zoysikorim Basefer, that has to be read, Bepeh, Mitoich HaSefer, it's clear in the Gemara that the whole din is being said on Parsha Zohar, that has to be Bepeh, Mitoich HaSefer, and therefore, Hu HaDin, you have to learn out to Megillah. And this is what, the way this Fasema says, and is brought, that he brings a Rahavan, who actually had a girsa like that mefurish, that it's talking about Parsha Zohar when it said Umimai and not about the Etzem Megillah. And the Sfasemes adds that it makes a lot of sense to say this, the Pshat. Because otherwise, you could just open the beginning of the parak and start asking a question. Who says you have to read a Megillah? It doesn't say anywhere you have to read a Megillah. It's in the Iskarim. How do you know it's to be read the peh? Maybe Niskarim just means Iyun Ba'alma, if that's the question of the Gemara here. Why is it asked only in the middle of our sugya? Elamai it's muchach like the Ravan, that the suffix, the Gemara's kasha was on Zohar, which had to do with Ksoiv Zikarim Ba'sefer. So the Pashtus Gemara really is that there's a din of laning Zechiras Machias Amalek, Bapeh, Mitoich HaSefer, the way the Bach says it, and the Makor is from the Eshkol, and that's the words of Ramban. However, what the Pnei Yeshua was Medayek is a beautiful deal. The two Tosfosim, L'chayr has a shtickle machloikis about this Inyan. Now, Rabbeisai, this is the basis to what we want to get to now. And that is the following. The Gemara later on discusses the other part of the Mishnah. The other part of the Mishnah says that it's going on, the loyez who heard Ashuris is Yaitse. So fact the Gemara, Valayoda Maiko Amri. How could this person, let's say he only knows English, he's hearing a Megillah in Hebrew, in Ashuris, he doesn't know what it's talking about. It sounds to him like Greek, as they say. Chinese? Valayoda Maiko Amri, how could it be Yaitse? Says the Gemara, you know why? Midi dehave anoshim ve'ame ha'oretz. Midi dehave, it's like noshim, women, and ame ha'oretz. And they don't understand. And if they yaitse Megillah be'loshim kodesh, so then this loyes is the same way. Says the Gemara, maskif lo ravine, es ravine. Wait a second, you have to make a psachidish of noshim ve'ame ha'oretz. Everybody doesn't understand something in the Megillah. Otu anan ha'achashtronim b'nei ha'ramachim miyad'inan? Do we know the taich of those, who were these writers called the achashtronim b'nei ha'ramachim? Now those I actually try to explain pshat and that, there's a reshash on it. But miyad'in, do we really know what they are? So we don't. And even so, we're yaitse, because that's what it's written. It's written in Kiksovam, it's written in the Lashon of the Megillah, Kisvei Kodesh, and we're yaitse. Elo mitzvahs kriya upesum menise. All you have to have here is a kriya eleni. Upesume nisa, says Rashi, you will have pesume nisa because after you hear the whole story, you don't understand, you do understand, you're going to push it, go over to somebody and say, what were we reading about? And you suddenly get into it and he tells you about the Nes, and it's going to bring to pesume nisa. That's what Rashi says. And therefore, since it could bring to Pirsumei Nisa, says the Ritva, even if you have nobody there to understand, but since the Etzem Kriya is able to bring to Pirsumei Nisa, if there would be someone who did understand, it's enough. And therefore, from Achashtronim Bnei Ramachim, you could prove that Hu Hadin over here for Noshim V'Ameoretz and for Loyes, Ochenami Mitzas Kriya U Pirsumei Nisa. So now, on these words, there's a mitzvah kriya upesumei nisa. What does it mean, mitzvah kriya? So one could simply say, stam, it's a mitzvah to read, to lain. It's a mitzvah to read, like kriya satayra. That's what one could say. However, says the Marcheshes, and he's the one first one to start off with this very shtak, he says, you know what means kriya? Kriya means it's a zechira of Mechias Amalek in the actual laying of the Megillah. Besides the Nes HaGodol Pirsumei Nisa, which we are being mefarsim by laying the Megillah, we also have in the Megillah another part. It's zechiras Mechias Amalek Kipshutoi. And why? It makes a lot of sense. Because Haman was from Amalek. The ones that killed out was a Mechias Amalek. You have here a Haman who's continuing on what his ancestors had started. The idea of Ashakorcha Baderech and trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. So their original Amalek did this. Haman is continuing on this. On Eivas Avoisov. It's the Lashon Haman Hoidia Eivas Avoisov. He continued on that hatred and that same type of the final solution, Rahman al-Itzlan. And this is what Haman did. And then he was killed, and so many 75,000 Amalekim were all killed, like it says in the Targum Sheini. So it was a Mechias Amalek. There's a Zechira of Maise Amalek, a Hemshech of Maise Amalek. So it makes a lot of sense to say that the actual Kriyas HaMegillah is another way of being Mekayim, the Inyan of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. This is what the Marcheshes says word for word. And he says these words. He brings Omnom Hadover Poshet. Kriyas HaMegillah Milvad Pirsum Anes Ois Aleph from Simchov Beis. Yesh Bogam came from Zechiras Mechias Amalek. He doesn't say why, but it's obvious. Ukamosha Zochar HaRamban means that the Ramban is Miramist it in the Torah. In the end of Parshas Kiseitse, he does mention the idea of Kriyas HaMegillah having to do with it, very bekitzer. And the reason is, like we explained, it's Haman continuing on the Maise Amalek, and the Mechia is also being lamed over there because we have him being killed out by Klal Yisrael, who fought against Amalek over there. And then he brings, there's a lot of Arichus on it, and he brings a Gemara of Zion that proves this point. So it comes out, Shachamim tiknu gamkein kriyas haMegillah mishum zechiras mechias haMolek milvad parshas Zohar mishum shaneis nasa yedei mechias haMolek. V'areonu lemeidim mizeh, we can learn out from this shekriyas haMegillah yesh bo shtei mitzvahs. Kriyas haMegillah has in it two mitzvahs. Chado mishum pirsum haneis. First is pirsum haneis, which out of the Gemara counts it as the second. Pirsumei Nisa ve'oid kriya mishum mitzvah zechira shetiknu anshe kneses hagedoyla lizkor b'yoy mazeh the maisa amolek idea kriya shel haMegillah v'zehu biur divrei haGemara yudches amud alf otu anan achashtronim miyadinen elo mitzvah kriya upersumei Nisa hare sheyesh b'Megillah shtei mitzvahs haynu kriya. This is the beginning of a massive, great inyan. But since Rabbi Yisai, we're mamish holding towards the end of the shir, as they say, what one would really want to speak about and be mazkir bepeh has to remain a lot in belief. This marcheshes is a beautiful marcheshes, which is kedai to see, which explains a very, very unbelievable shita of the Bahag. But it's impossible to go into the whole Arichas now. So we will basically say the following. That Ad Kan, we were dealing with Pshat in the etzem hasugya. What's pshat? Malah halon b'sefer of kan b'sefer. So we have the Pnei Yeshua who just says it's talking about a sefer, but it doesn't mean that Zechiras Mechias HaMolech is b'sefer. However, there is this other mahalach which we proved, the mahalach of the Bach, which is the makor from the Eshkol, that he says mefurish the other tzad, and the Bach is the one who explains it. And it comes out from the Lashon HaGemara that the same as there's a Zechiras Mechias HaMolech b'peh, mitoich ha-sefer, so also there's a Kriyas Megillah b'peh mitoich ha-sefer. No one goes one step further and says that it's really hainu hach. This is what Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, this is what I want to be moisif on this whole geshäft. And that is that once already we're saying malahalon b'sefer means Zechiras Mechias HaMolech b'peh mitoich ha-sefer. So we can continue and say Afkan b'sefer. Here it's mitzvahs kriya, like we read in the hemshech of this amid, as we mentioned in the way the Marcheshes explains the vort of kriya is zechiras meisim mechias amalek. That is what kriya is all about. So in that case, that's male halon b'sefer. You're doing a zechiras mechias amalek b'peh mitoich ha-sefer. Afkan b'sefer, here also you're doing another type of zechiras maisa and mechias amalek b'peh mitoich ha-sefer, which that is the nizkorim that really goes on Purim. So this is what really what Mesiyata Dishmaya, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave me a little tesefes after being a nanos al gabe anak, a midget standing upon giants, where after the Pnei Yeshua had dealt with the sugya and the Bach and the Eshkol and all this was presented in front of me, and then we have the Marcheshes as a separate piece, you put the two together, it's nifla beyoiser. It's not just that it's written about this nekuda in the Hemshech of the Gemara, Yud Chesel Med Aleph, from Otu Anana Chastronim, which the Marcheshes brings, but it's already hinted to in the pshat of the Oymek HaSugya right before that, Mala Halon B'Sefer, Afkan B'Sefer. This has been Nogea to the Shir, Rabbi Yisai, and I want to finish off a little bit B'Divrei Agoda, because there's mamish no time to say Kimat Roiv would be prepared, but that's how it always is. So, the truth is this, we just mentioned now that there's a din of Zechiras Mechias HaMolek Mitoich HaSefer. That makes sense. It's a Kriyas HaTorah Mitoich HaSefer, like by Kriyas Parshas HaMolek, so you also have Kriyas HaMegillah Mitoich HaSefer. Makes a lot of sense. But then, the second din, it says there's a din of Persume Nisa. Now this Persume Nisa, is there also a din of Sefer Legabe Persume Nisa? L'chayre, why should one say so? Should say that there's no din. It's a din only mitzad the Kriya of Kriyas HaTorah, like the Kriyas Parshas HaMolek that we lay in Mitoich HaSefer, like every Kriyas HaTorah. But what does Persume Nisa have anything to do with Dafka laying Persume Nisa Mitoich HaSefer? However, there is a beautiful makor for this to say that really it is also a din in Persume Nisa because there's a peledik akasha. The Gemara before in Tezayin Amud Beis discusses a pasuk. It says about and then about the pasuk that it's about Esther. She comes and says, "Ubevoya lifnei hamelech, Omar ima sefer tezayin omid beis." Frek the Gemara, Omar omro meboyale. It should say omro. It's feminine. It should say omro. She said, "Omar Reb Yochanan." It comes out that the pasuk is telling us another yisoid. Omar means yoimar bepeh. Everyone who reads the Maisa of the Megillah should say bepeh mashekosuv b'sefer. What is written in the sefer, you should say it im ha-sefer. So it's not just what's written in the sefer, but you should say it im ha-sefer. You read it out from the sefer, and this is what Rashi says: shetehek Megillah k'suva lifneiem b'shas kriya. It isn't just you say what is written in the Sefer. It's written in the Sefer to be read mitoich ha-Sefer. Kach kosav Rashi. Frek de Rishash. It's a pelet godl. The Gemara later on is asking, how do we know Kor Al Peh Lo Yotza? So we have this whole long Shtikal Torah of Gzeirah Shavah, Zechirah, Zechirah, and Alagut Zachin. And over here you have a Mefurshah Gemara, Tezayinam the base, and it says, Omar Ima Sefer, it's a Mefurshah Rashi, that's the Pshat Ima Sefer, otherwise it's Shver Omrom in Bo'ileh. And no one makes mention when it gets to Yudches Amad Aleph that there even was such a Gemara in Tezayinam the base. And these are the one word, says the Rishash, Tezayin, or is it Yud Ches, one of the places? Where does he bring it? It is a Tezayin. Here it is. Ima Sefer, the small tiny Rishash. Shtei Megillah Ksuva Lifnei HaKoyrit. Kashali, Imkein my boy Lekamon Kora Apel Leyotza Menolon, Teipuk Lei Mehachol. Should learn out from here. However, it is a beautiful answer to this. And that is written in one of the Sfarim, Rav Avram Gurevitz, in Sefer Ora Avram, discusses it and says the following. It's a beautiful beer, beautiful answer. The answer is this, that the Gemara in Yudches was talking about the din of the Sefer, Legabe, the din of Kriya. And the din of Kriya is like a Zechiras Mechias HaMolek, it's a Kriya Satoira of Parsha Zohar. So that is Mitoich HaSefer. That's this sugya over here in Yudches. However, the sugya in Daf Tezayin is not discussing that point. The sugya Tezayin is discussing mitzad the din persuma nisa. Persuma nisa has l'chayra no way of understanding this as a limud of a gzeira shava zechira zechira with tseloi minyonoi bichlal. Pashtus. It's not so much meinyonoi. So that, legabe the din of persuma nisa, there it's a special limud that we have from Omar Ima Sefer. That Omar Ima Sefer is telling us that even persuma nisa also has to be done mitoich haSefer. This is what he wants to say. It's maybe shayach to say that the Gemara would rather have a gzeira shoveh than base itself in a psadiu kaza, omar and omra and ima sefer, and im means that shtehei megillah ksuva lifneim bishas kriya. It's not so poshut to say that. It maybe it's not the biggest raya in the world, but it's a beautiful beer since the Gemara does say that it's two things, kriya upesum menisah. So also we could say that one pasuk will be going on kriya and the other pasuk will go on pesum menisah. No, Rabbi Yisrael Yoyser me Masha Kosuv, Masha Omarnu Lifneichem Kosuv Kan. It is impossible. Everything else will have to remain belief. And now we'll just finish off with a very short Dvar Agoda, Mamish about the same Inyan. Because I was thinking when we were preparing this Sugya that it's very interesting this point that every Zechiras HaMolek has to be Mitoich HaSefer Dafke. And especially when you're not even doing a Kriyas HaTorah Dafke Din, it's more like a Persuma Nisa. It's also Mitoich HaSefer, Omar Ima Sefer. It was the Mechias HaMolek of Purim, the Ness of Mechias, the Hazen Mechias HaMolek of Purim, is Kuloi Mitoich HaSefer, Rabbi Yisrael Haloi Dover Hu. What is this thing about that it has to be Mitoich HaSefer? So I was thinking the following. There's a very, very famous simon in the middle of Bava Basra Daf Memvov Amud Beis. There's a sugya about who could be made for who. It's a shaila of Negias Be'edus. And it has over there an orev with a malve, and you have a leikeach, and you have a kablan. Four cases, and the Gemara wants to remember the case, so every time the Gemara finds a simon. And what simon did they find? Amalek Simen! Amalek is the Simen. What's the Amalek? Amalek is the Orev and Malve and Lekeach Kablin. Very interesting. Amalek Simen! So Rabbi Shavai Shlita always says, I was always wondering about this. How could it be in the middle of nowhere you're supposed to forget about Amalek and you're using him, you put him into the middle of the Gemara and you're using him to remember Agansa Sugi over there. It's like you're remembering Amalek too much. What's this thing about the Amalek being a Simen? So, and he says he found afterwards the Yankiv Emden. The Yankiv Emden always has these little beautiful diamonds in the Sugis. So Yankiv Emden is the only one to really write in the good old days about the sinyan. Amalek simen chidush shenosnu simen kaze b'mi shenema boy timcha zecher Amalek. And it's a very strange thing, because Zecher Amalek, and then you put him into, and you make him so blatant, you remember the whole sugi, because it's Amalek, Amalek Sim, and you're remembering the whole time. So there's all arichas about it. He says a beautiful remez in the words loy sishkach, that if you look at the tamim, the trop, it's as if you read loy tishkach, meaning there is a piece of time when you could, yeah, forget him, in a way, meaning you could forget to be moicha him. There is a piece of time when there will not be loy sishkach, but tishkach, and you could use him for something, to remember your learning. Or you could use him in order not to be sishkach, your learning. Maybe that's a shtickle remez too. Loy sishkach, in order you shouldn't forget your learning. That he doesn't mention. He mentions loy tishkach. Like, there's a zayar about loy tirtzach, that sometimes when you do have to kill, like by Mises Beis Din, and so on and so forth. But then he says, moiridik, there is a beautiful remez in this. Lehachnis menuvul beis hamedrash. The Gemara says, "In poga b'chol menuvul zeh moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash." If the menuvul meets you in the street, pull him into the beis hamedrash. The yetzahara leshaber koychoi, to break his koyach. Ulahoitzim imenu nitzis kedusha is all arichas that he talks about. But the idea is that you took Amalek, you took his koyach, the koyach atume, and he put him into the Beis Medrash, and you meshabed him that he could be Moisef. You meshabed him to be part of the Zechiras of Torah, to remember Torah, and to be marbed the Torah by the person. You mamish meshabed him to Torah. It's really putting him into the koyach of the Beis Medrash, and that koyach of the Beis Medrash will break him. L'shaber koychoi. So Rabbi Yisrael could be the following. There's a beautiful remez in the Sefer. And the idea is this. Zechiras mechias Amalek, you want to get rid of Amalek. You want to get rid of the koyach of Amalek. The Megillah, we have a nest that has to do with breaking the koyach of Amalek. But what is the koyach that we use in order to break the koyach of Amalek? In the Megillah, we have the secret. La Yehudim oysa oira, oira zutayra. It isn't stam that happened to be that oira zutayra. Rashi says that the gzeira on Torah became bottle. The others, there's a famous vorts about this, but there's a message here. The Mechias Amalek is gufe through Klal Yisrael being hoder kiblua be'avla da'amalek. Or we are bringing the power of Oira Zutaira. That's going to break the koyach from Amalek. That's going to make the karnei reshoim agadeya, the chol karnois reshoim agadeya, to remamno karnois tzaddik. So the Ebershtar will help in. We shall all be zeiche to continue and be mishabed ourselves more and more to malahalon basefer, afkan basefer, to be mechazik ourselves in omol ha-Torah, lehachnis es ha-menuvul lebeis ha-medrash, to put more and more koichas in, shi'uri Torah, dafayoymi, that's the power of Torah that breaks the power of the Olam HaChomer, of the Olam of an Amalek, which is outside. And the more we mischazik in the Koyach HaTorah, we be zoiche that Timcha Ezecher Amalek should come to its fruition, as Hashem says in Parshas B'Shalach at the end. Mochoi Emche Ezecher Amalek, says the Medrash. Mochoi, you be Moiche Oisai Milamato, and I will be Moiche Oisai Milamalo. We don't have the power against Amalek, but we have the power of Mochoi Milamato, of our Koyach of Sefer, and then we be Zoiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Moiche Amalek Milamalo, and we should be Zoiche that these days, all the Matzav of Churban, where the second Churban was Golus Edoim, which is all the Koyach of Amalek, and Ikras of the Mashiach, all the tzaras that we're going through now, the Koyach HaTorah, we should be Zoiche to Yeshua Saklal V'Aprat, and to the great Oira of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, B'mheilo B'yameinu, Amen.
Amen.